This Athletic Strength and Power podcast is brought to you by BiPro, instant whey protein isolate supplements. BiPro is the ultimate whey protein isolate for those who want to build or maintain muscle mass. Order BiPro at BiProUSA.com.
I'm Ed Sicali with Athletic Strength and Power. Today I'm coming from Tucson, Arizona. I'm here at the University of Arizona, the Wildcats, and I'm with the strength and conditioning coach for the basketball Wildcats, Chris Rounds. Chris, welcome to our program.
Thanks for having me.
Chris, the last time we saw you, and it's been a while, we saw you at Xavier University, and you were there for, I guess, 5 or 6 years there, too. And now you've been here for quite a while. Tell us a little bit about how long you've been out here and what you've been up to.
You know, we just finished our fifth season here at Arizona. It's kind of been a really good transition to come from Xavier to here and just watch the program get back to where it once was with Coach Olson. You know, Coach Miller's done a really good job embracing the history of Arizona and trying to build on that and really embrace the past. It's been nice to watch.
Here you are on another 90-degree day in the desert. What's going on with the Wildcats today? What are they going to be doing?
You know, we're back in our off-season training mode, so we're doing a four-day-a-week split lifting weights. We're doing that in the afternoons, and they'll also be an on-the-court shooting group. So the guys will be on the court 2 to 3 days a week, just working on their shooting at this point, and then they'll move into some skill stuff more towards the summer.
How many more weeks until summer, you know, when you guys go on to a summer type of program?
You know, our school session for the spring will end here in 3 weeks. They'll go through finals, and then we'll start a pre-session of summer school after that, which will run for about 3 weeks, and then summer one and summer two. So our guys will be mixed in there with all of them being back for summer two.
Now, let's say I'm an Arizona Wildcat basketball player here. I come in for a workout. What are some of the things that goes on right from the start, as soon as I walk in?
You know, we test body composition quite regularly. So when a person first arrives on campus, we want to find out exactly what they're made of. And then we begin with really basic exercises, teaching them how our program works. We want to kind of gauge how hard they're willing to work when they get here, and then set goals from the beginning based on what they currently think is hard work to what we want them to learn. And then we work towards that over the first, you know, month or so to get them up to speed with everybody else.
Because it is probably a pretty drastic change when you come from, let's say, Philly or wherever they come from, an incoming freshman, to hit the big time and then to meet you and see how your program is carried out.
You know, it is a change. The one thing our staff does really, really well during the recruiting process, they talk about the importance of strength training and kind of how that process works. So when our incoming freshmen arrive, they're very versed on what to expect. So it might be a shock of the intensity, but they're aware of that's going to happen, and they really they learn to embrace it really quickly.
Let's say when the players come in, for example, today, or what's like on a typical on the plate today?
You know, today being Wednesday is the second upper body day. I have 12 exercises for them to do. You know, chest, back, shoulders, a bicep, tricep, things like that. Nothing complicated at all. Really just trying to get them back from the season, working more towards getting the intensity and the effort back to where it should be in the off season. You know, after, you know, a long, long season, they're kind of beat up. So we're not necessarily pushing them as hard as we will here in the next few weeks.
Right, because you guys just finished an appearance in the Elite Eight NCAA tournament, and that's probably a drain on the body and the legs.
You know, it's hard with the way our season finished up. We were gone, you know, 6 of the last 7 weeks or so. So our guys really weren't training here very often, once a week, and then would find spots on the road. So it wasn't necessarily the same. So it really takes a toll on their body. So it takes a little bit of time for them to come back.
Yeah. Now, when you go on the road, and sometimes you'll stay at a, you know, in the Pac-12, you'll stay on the road for 3 or 4 days. Where do you train when you go there?
You know, every road trip in the Pac-12 we're kind of familiar with at this point. So each place will have a gym in town that we can use our team bus or shuttle back and forth to get guys through. So it really isn't difficult to find places to train. It's just you don't always know what equipment they may or may not have, and it changes from time to time. So you kind of adjust on the fly, but that's not a problem.
And then when you first got here to Arizona 5 years ago or whatever it was, now you kind of made a few changes as far as this new structure that you're in, this new building.
We were lucky enough to have some really generous donors help us out. So in the Richard Jefferson facility that was standing when we arrived, we were able to create a conditioning room with a training room aspect and then a weight room on the second level. So we were able to put this together in the first few years. I think we trained with the other sports for about 18 months. But we now have a dedicated space for basketball, which works out really well. It has the equipment that we use for the philosophy that Coach Miller wants to employ. And our guys have really taken to it. They like the space for sure.
Now, what about the legwork and the running and the conditioning kind of stuff? This time of year, here we are mid-April, coming off the tournament. Is there a lot of treadmill work?
You know, we don't do a whole lot of conditioning at all. So it's kind of a unique way to go about it. Unless our guys are overweight, they're going to do absolutely no conditioning in a standardized fashion, treadmills, bikes, or court work with me until we get to our preseason program, which is when school starts for, at this point, about a five-week period. So they're just lifting weights, and they're going to do skill work and shooting stuff on the court with the coaches. The way we train, there is a conditioning component to it when they lift. So we kind of try to avoid the extra stuff, really trying to minimize the wear and tear on our guys so that hopefully if they're good enough, they can have long, long professional careers without breaking down.
Nutrition-wise, you guys keep an eye on nutrients that they're getting into their body for recovery from workouts?
You know, I think that's the area that we've really tried to stress the most. Our athletic trainer here is named Justin Kokoski, and he does a fantastic job with the nutrition side. So the two of us will tag team that. We'll make our incoming people meet myself for breakfast when they arrive. So all freshmen and transfers will meet me 5 days a week for the entire summer so we can kind of talk nutrition. Justin hits them with a lot of information. We have dietitians on campus that we'll send them to so they can have that resource as well. But we spend a lot of time talking about it. We put a lot of money into it, and we really we reap the benefits. Our guys do a really good job with it. So it really helps to have athletes that are dedicated to comply with what we're asking.
Well, Chris, thanks a lot for joining us with our ASAP podcast today.
Sounds great. Thanks for having me on.